Amateur hour here. My fault. Okay, we're back. What's up, y'all? It's like 300 people on video. Maybe, you know what? Video gang, you guys should get rewarded. We keep giving people money for being on spaces. The people on video should be rewarded. Why? Because the video show is better. So uncover Endo. He's like, while we're fixing the technicals, I'll cover the mirror. No, not today, Satan. We're not uncovering the mirror. Actually, shout out to Tabs. That was his idea. I was like, how am I going to fix the situation? Like, why don't you just put a robe on it? And I guess it works. So anyways, let me retweet the new Twitter space. So if you retweet the Twitter spaces, you can win $100. How's that? And tomorrow we're doing the Robit loot box spin. So you can win thousands of dollars tomorrow. But for now, retweet it. And we're going to pick one lucky listener live on video, on audio, sorry, for a $100 tip on Robit. So that's how we'll do it. There you go. We're back. Okay. We are back. Anyways, today on the show, let's get cracking. Let's go. Market report, as usual. Crypto, macro, you know, all that good stuff. We saw the market bounce pretty well. So that was good. Rumors, Qatar owns Bitcoin. Nice. I like that. Qatar is buying. Alhamdulillah. Love that. It's perfect. Perfect. Love to hear that. We have El Salvador tokenizing bonds with Bitfinex. The president of El Salvador, I saw the other day, Ovi, on the time, I was like telling people, doing like 5,000 passports are given to people, like visas for people to move to El Salvador, businesses there. Smart. Meanwhile, in America, the SEC decided to sue, signed Wells notice, whatever that is, Tahir and Adams. Look at that. Ridiculous. We have the whole MarginFi stuff going on. I haven't really been able to follow, but that shit is crazy. For a few things I read, it's pretty fucking nuts what's happening with MarginFi right now. Alts, memes, and dreams. What's going on? Of course, we're probably going to talk about runes again. We're probably going to talk about ordinals again, because the node monkeys, my sworn enemies, just kidding, love the node monkeys, have gotten their own runes too. Node runes or something, rune nodes. Anyways, so there's that. There's a bunch of stuff happening on that front, and memes running, of course. I mean, our favorite duck came back, rose back. Duck Jesus put in the work in the back end when he's not on the show. Have to say, it's my favorite Twitter to follow right now. I may or may not have the notifications on for that, because I think it's fucking hilarious. And then, last but not least, we're going to be joined by today's show partner, Cypher Clan. Cypher Clan will be joining us for the show. And as usual, this show is powered by Fairside Network. Check him out on X and also film.io. So Fairside, wild coverage for drains, scams, phishing. So a lot of that right now. So make sure you guys are covered. And film.io, you already know. Film NFTs. Let's go. Check him out. Anyways, without further ado, why don't we get right into it?
Daily Market Report, brought to you by Rug Radio. Joseph, what's the word?
Talk to you guys. Yes, things are looking a little bit better today than yesterday. Obviously, yesterday we had the CPI number, which came in above expectations. Today we had the PPI number that came in below expectations. I think the expectation was 2.2%. And it came in at 2.1%. So that's a little bit of a better number, I guess. It's a small win for the inflation narrative, but it's a very, you know, it's not really going to move the needle too much. I think stocks are still, they were a little bit lower. They've now bounced back. Interest rates are actually still higher. We're now at 4.56% on 10-year, which is just it's new highs for the year. So macro is still definitely trading like a little bit weak, but we're just maybe like sentiment is a touch better today compared to what it was yesterday. Crypto is strong, man. Like we had a big recovery in prices yesterday. I think Bitcoin almost hit as high as 71K in the last 24 hours, but we're now back below 70K again. But you know, compared to like what's happened in macro, it's been a good performance, I think, by crypto. We had the ETF data yesterday, and I think there was a 123 million or 124 million net inflow. So you know, every day we're kind of seeing like a plus or minus 100 to 150 million inflow or outflow, basically. So they're not huge numbers right now, and we haven't really materially like built on the inflow so far. Like if we had 100 million every single day for 2 weeks, that would make some difference. But it's kind of been like plus 100, minus 100, plus 150, minus 150. So we've kind of had neutral flows really for the last few days. So it hasn't, I kind of feel like the sensitivity to each additional ETF print has lowered and reduced quite a lot. And until we get some significant consecutive prints, which change the total inflow number to, you know, greater, materially greater or even smaller than what it is now, that's when I think we will start to see some more sensitivity again to ETF prices. But for now, it kind of feels like that stuff's a non-event as well. So I don't know. I think like so much, we've had so much movement this year that everyone's like, oh, like I'm waiting for prices to move, right, waiting for things to go high or low or whatever. I think we could just be range bound now. And that range seems to be getting smaller and smaller. So yeah, a bit range bound now. We have the halving in just over a week. Yeah, so maybe something happens there. Maybe it doesn't. I don't really know. But yeah.
Dude, what a bounce though. It was nice to see us bounce yesterday. I think it was nighttime here that we went to like 70 plus. So that was a nice bounce. I like it. I like it. We're trusting the lines. Whatever lines my favorite traders are posting about. We're trusting the astrology. You know? that's what we've been trusting lately. Yeah. So Bitcoin right now is at 70K. 69.99988, whatever on Binance at least. So 69 something, 70K. ETH went lower, 3,500. Solana's back up at 173. Is the network working better now? I haven't been doing any. I love it. When I travel, I don't trade, which is probably good, right? I should study myself. When I'm not home, I make more money because I don't touch
anything. There you go.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm not at home, I don't do shit. Nothing's going on, right? I got my Solana, I got my whiff bag, got my little duckling, got my shit in order. I don't touch anything, and things are doing better. But for some reason, when I'm home, I always manage to lose money. Is Solana working, Ovi? I haven't been tapped into the time at all.
I haven't really done anything on Solana, I think, in the last few days, so I don't really know. I don't think it's working perfectly because I think we would see more about it on the timeline. I do think there's still issues. I think if you click on Phantom, it does still say the network is congested. So
does it?
Yeah. So I do think there are probably still some issues. I think it's working for some people, but not for everyone. And there are probably still fixes yet to be rolled out that I think once they are, will be publicized in a much clearer way, I think.
Okay, well, I guess we'll wait. I mean, 5 days, right? They say April 16th. I think it's when the fix should be coming. There was a Solana event last night, Ovi. I didn't go to it, but I wanted to go and ask them. The devs, can you please do something? Please.
Yeah.
Please. it looks like the devs are working over there at the Solana Foundation. Yeah, it works on Photon. I mean, the bots are working, but it's someone to come and say that. But it works. My bunk bot didn't really have any issues much, but I haven't been touching anything. You know what, Ovi, it feels like last year was like sell and may go away. I feel like this year is like don't sell but do go away. You know what I mean? I feel like this is a season
could
where
be.
You should, right?
Yeah, it could be. It's just a natural point to have some volatility and choppiness here because things are up a lot on the year and people may be a little bit worried about ETH ETF rejection having an impact on the market.
Really?
And it's the time of the year when, you know, selling may go away and all that stuff for TradFi as well. So yeah, there are some like psychological market risks, I think, and people maybe want to just like take their profits and enjoy summer. I don't really know, but I think I just think there's more, a lot more left in this move for this year. And it's frustrating to sit here now and watch this chop, but I think people, you know, I think if you sell, if you make profits, definitely take some profits off. But I think if you sell a majority position in your bag, I think you'll come to regret that in weeks and months to come.
Yeah. I'm trying to find money in the cushions. I even look under the mattress of the hotel room in case there was money in there to put more in. You know, I think we simply need this is one of those things where like every time I travel, that's when I really realize that it's like, because you know me, I'm too deep in the trenches when I'm home. When I'm not here, it's like when I'm not home, it's like I actually don't look at all. Like, I haven't logged into my Phantom in 3 days, and it's actually really good. And then I should study that. I should really study that. Anyways, so with that, what else do we have going on in the markets? Oh, you know what, Ovi? I was talking last night with a group of people, pretty sophisticated people in space, crypto. But they seem to think, and I'm curious on your thoughts on that, that Hong Kong could get the ETH ETFs before the US. I think that could get interesting. Have you read anything about that?
Yeah, that could be interesting because there's obviously a ton of crypto activity that comes out of Hong Kong. I don't have a good idea of the timings. I still think the US is probably going to be, if the US approves it, it's going to have a more meaningful impact. But yeah, I mean, like, Bitcoin pumped on the Hong Kong stuff over the weekend. So yeah. I wouldn't underestimate that impact. And, you know, I see some of these like ETF analysts, like Eric Balcunas and all those guys kind of like shitting on the ETH ETF a bit now. And
the fuck?
They're talking about how like little the futures volume, ETH futures volumes are compared to like the Bitcoin futures volumes and stuff. And all of that's true. But at the end of the day, like the approving ETH opens the door to have like more ETFs across the whole cryptosphere. And because of how much money BlackRock and Fidelity and all the other guys have made on these crypto ETFs, I just think it's still a net positive for them to have this stuff out there in the market for those guys, because they're going to make a lot of money. So yeah, if that gets proven with an ETH ETF out of another jurisdiction ahead of the US, then I think you will really see them push for it in the US because it's obviously a massive market.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's very interesting. It's a good conversation I had last night about this, from obviously the folks who are from Hong Kong themselves, but they seem to think that, and it's not the first time I hear it. So I thought it was interesting to point out. I mean, of course, the Bitcoin pump based on like, you know, Hong Kong, the Bitcoin stuff, ETF and stuff like that. I mean, it's China allowing it pretty much, right? It's like you have a lot of, I think people underestimate that side of the world, really. I keep saying it a lot. I say it a lot, though. I'm super bullish on Asia when it comes to crypto. But like, I think people, like, the reason why I'm saying it is because I think a lot of listeners obviously in the West and don't realize this, because in the West, what's the headline? Uniswap sued by fucking SEC. And the East is like, yo, we're talking about the fucking ETH ETFs in Hong Kong. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's two different worlds. And I think that it's good to bring that to light on the show. Speaking of which, actually, the other thing that didn't seem to move the market, Ovi, which I loved, it moved it in the opposite direction. It pumped Uniswap. I mean, fuck. What more does Gary Gensler want? It's crazy. It's crazy. He's going to get his ass whooped in court by Coinbase and Paul Grewal and his team. They're cooking him. Okay, I know. I trust in the bald man, Brian Armstrong. Okay. And, you know, you have Kraken. I mean, Jesse Powell. We love Kraken. We work with Kraken. That's fam. I use Kraken all the time. He's going to kick their butts. And they've got Binance and CZ personally, KuCoin, and now Hayden Adams and Uniswap. What do you think? What are your thoughts? I'm a little more on the, I guess, intense side, where like, I'm really just like, fuck them at this stage. Like, it's crazy how much you're trying to stop the growth of crypto. But how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the SEC issuing a wealth notice to Uniswap?
It's just a Hail Mary, isn't it? It's just a Hail Mary. I think they're just trying to find random things now to pin on people to prove that this whole war on crypto hasn't been a waste. Like, obviously, approving Bitcoin ETF was a massive step back, but if they can come and show that other things, other cryptos are issues and be successful at them, Gary can go then say, oh, everything I did wasn't in vain. But yeah, I don't know, like, you know, issuing a Wells notice isn't really the end of the world, I think. No. You know, if you know, we've said this before on the show, but if they're like, this thing is an unregistered security, the next process is that you end up paying a fine, and then you do like go through the proper steps of registering it, and then maybe it gets halted trading before that happens. So it's not like the end of the world, but it is a massive headache to get over that hurdle. And obviously you have to get all the approvals and stuff as well. So I don't know, like, this is going to go to court, obviously, and we'll see if, you know, if Uniswap wins or loses, but it just depends on the details of what they're trying to kind of like push for here. And I wonder if, I guess they're talking about Uniswap as an exchange, mm-hmm, and housing, yeah, and registered securities. That's the case.
That's it. They're literally telling them that they're selling unregistered securities, and what Uniswap is claiming And actually, I like that definition. It's not bad. It's great. So still on the website, blog.uniswap.com, the fighting for DeFi. But you're saying, despite SEC rhetoric, how do you say that word? Rhetoric. Okay. I've been learning English for 20 years, still can't speak it. Despite the SEC rhetoric that most tokens are securities, the reality is that tokens are a digital file format, like a PDF or spreadsheet, and can store many kinds of value. They are not intrinsic. When did the English language get so complicated? Intrinsically securities, just as every sheet of paper is not a stock certificate. The overwhelming volume of traded tokens are definitively not securities. They are stable coins, community and utility tokens, and commodities like Ethereum and Bitcoin. And that's what Uniswap is saying. And I just find it ridiculous. It's ridiculous. When I saw it, actually, it was comical. Like, I was like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I'm like, I don't really get what they're doing. I wonder how much longer Gary will stay there for. Like, it's kind of crazy.
His term technically is until 2026, Ovi. But how it works is that in the elections in November, if there's a new party in place, you get to appoint the chair of your party. So right now, he's chair of the SEC under the Democratic Party. And if anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously I'm not expert in U.S. politics. That's what we had Cali on for yesterday. But you know, I believe that's how it works. So technically speaking, in November, if, let's say, the Republican Party wins the elections, they could appoint somebody else. I hope we see Hester Pierce. That's my chair. Though I'm not American. Oh, look at that. Though I'm not American. But I think she's pretty cool. See, she went to like East Denver. She looks like she's been kind of getting with the program when it comes to cryptocurrencies. But we'll see. We'll see. But I think it's ridiculous. So obviously, on the back of this news, Uniswap responded pretty strongly. We saw Hayden Adams saying that, you know, he's not. You know, he says, I'm not surprised, just annoyed, disappointed, and ready to fight. So shout out to them, respect to them. Whatever they do, we're going to get behind it and support it, of course, because I think we need to support people like that. You know what I mean? It's like Brian Armstrong, Hayden Adams. It's good founders, you know? It sucks. I'm not surprised that people want to leave the USA. Canada, for the matter, actually. Anyways, besides that, Ovi, have you been following what's happening with MarginFi and their founder?
I have. Yeah, I just saw the founder step down, and I don't really know why.
Did you have any money in there? Because you were using MarginFi.
I was using it for a while, and then I just took my money out because it didn't feel like there was an airdrop. I mean, the idea was like you just put your money on there, and then you lend it, and you get points, and then get an airdrop. But it just seemed like that was going on for about 6 months when I joined, and after that, it didn't seem to me that it was clear that there would be any airdrops coming. So I just kind of like took it out ages ago, like 3 months ago. But yeah, I think the CEO is stepping down, and the MarginFi Twitter account did reiterate that there weren't any issues. And it was just like, you know, if the CEO is stepping down, the other people are going to take over and be in charge. But I guess there was some FUD spreading around. And so people have been withdrawing their money off the platform, and I understand why. Like, you know, if your money's on there and you're waiting for this airdrop, and the CEO has just like stepped down, and even he's like, then maybe the airdrop will have to be on pause now as well. Then you're just like, okay,
apparently it's scheduled for tomorrow.
The airdrop.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I don't know. So I'm reading on the timeline. Maybe I'm. I don't know. MarginFi. Airdrop. I mean, there's a whole thing. Like, 1 second I see like people saying that like the founders like cussing people out on the timeline, and then the other second I'm seeing a tweet saying the MarginFi founder resigned stepped down. Man, what is going on? So Edgar resigned, and it says MarginFi TVL fell by $120 million after the founder resigned. And that's the crazy part. Solan protocol will airdrop to users who withdraw from MarginFi and deposit to Solan. So good. I love this space. I fucking love this space. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know how I feel about these. I prefer holding my money in my ledger. Honestly, I don't know. I did the whole staking thing for a little bit, Ovi. It just didn't feel right. I don't know. I know you like staking Solana is like worth it. I remember I was talking about, I you should stake your Solana. I liked it. I made quite a bit of Sol, not gonna lie. But I don't know. Something about not owning your coins doesn't feel right. Speaking of which, Solana's actually pumping. Love to see that. 175. Look at that candle. Love to see that. It must be working again. We're back. We're so back. Love to see that. Anyway, so that's that. But I love that. I mean, it's a war of the protocols. And I don't blame you. If you take your money out of that, well, you know, I don't blame you. Founder stepped down. I mean, if Ovi steps down a Rek guy, I'm out. If Mandel steps down an Epic, you bet your ass I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Rek guy CC0. It's for the people. But would you sell all your Epic duck coins if Mandel stopped? If Mandel stepped down?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Depends. Depends on the circumstance.
I was playing, of course. Speaking of which, how's Mando doing? What? We need Doug Jesus back. My God.
He's been full on, like, all in on Epic Duck.
Has he slept?
No, I don't think he slept.
I don't think he's sleeping much. He's texting every hour of the day now. Like, yeah. Every hour, he's always awake. I wonder how his beard's looking. He's probably got the whole, you know what he looks like? I got to tell you guys. I'm going to just pull up. He looks like Jack Dorsey with the beard. Mando's going to look like this soon. Doesn't this give you Mando vibes?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mando looks like Jack Dorsey right now. Love it. He's probably going to come back. I think he's coming back on the show tomorrow or Monday. I know he couldn't do it this week. That's going to be tomorrow, Monday. But I know he's been cooking up on that side of the world. Anyways, in other news, I mean, while some countries are fighting crypto, it looks like some other countries decide to get on the other side of it and get ahead of it. It looks like Qatar apparently owns 59,000 Bitcoins. Look at that. Qatar, this undisclosed nation state just bought another 100 Bitcoin. They now own 59,000 Bitcoin. That's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of countries buy more Bitcoin, especially as the halving is coming. There's going to be way less Bitcoin circulation. But, you know, it's going to get really interesting. And the narrative around it is definitely all over. So Qatar owning Bitcoin is not bad. I mean, Ovi, when is... what is it called? The house? The minister lives in, what is it? The
10 Downing Street.
Downing Street. 10 Downing. When is Downing Street gonna bid Bitcoin? Are you gonna have a call?
But they should.
They should. What's with the UK? They're fighting crypto too a little bit recently, no? Like, there's been a lot of weird.
They're like pro crypto, but not really pro crypto. It's, yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. I think they're just pro regulating crypto. So there's been definitely some crypto regulation laws that come into place, which I think are actually not terrible laws. I think they do protect consumers and protect against bad actors, but I think they just need to be a little bit clearer about what exactly they're regulating.
Yeah, it's like they're confused. You know, I remember we covered on the show like this whole like white paper almost that they put out to a path towards like regulating crypto and building like, you know, laws around it to help a framework around it. And then the next thing I know, I have people here actually yesterday telling me that it's gotten hard to buy size on exchanges in the UK for crypto and that there's a ton of regulation and stuff. So anyways, I don't know. So that's that. And then in other news for the countries, we're doing our round today. We're doing a world tour, a geopolitical tour on this morning's show. Bitfinex Securities unveils $6.25 million tokenized debt issue for El Salvador Airport Hotel Complex. Have you ever been to El Salvador?
Nope. It's on the list.
We should go.
Yeah.
We should go.
Go out with Naib.
Yeah. I fucking love him. I really like him. Like, he's a shadow on the timeline. Can we get Naib on the show? Sims! Come on, man!
Maybe.
I really want to get him on the show. Does he follow you? Does he follow me?
No, he doesn't follow me. No.
Shake my head. I gotta. I want this man. That's my president. Philosopher King is his fucking bio, dude. Look at his chat. This guy's president of El Salvador. That's his PF. I mean, look at it. Look at him. I want my presidents to look like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. You know, you are a country, that's your president. That's fire. So Nayib Bukele. Looks like a... What is that? Is that a gun? No, it's not a gun. I don't know my guns. But I'm not a big gun guy. Anyways, looks like they have this whole program. April 7th came out. We're offering 5,000 free passports, equivalent to $5 billion in our passport program, to highly skilled scientists, engineers, doctors, artists, and philosophers. And then news came out here. I saw it on the block, actually. That they're doing this whole like airport hotel complex and like this whole like securities and like actually what's this called, the plague, right? They have the coffee company with El Salvador, which is all like on Bitcoin and stuff. Remember they were next to you guys at the booth, yeah, in Paris. So there's just that. I mean, I don't know, man. What are we gonna do? I wish you could be a citizen of the world. Where are we gonna live? I know you love London.
I'm staying here. I'm definitely
you're not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving. Oh my god, what are we gonna do, Ovi, man? What are we gonna do? I don't know. Where am I gonna go? Where am I gonna go? I'm gonna Portugal. That's what I'm going.
Yeah, go to Lisbon.
Yeah. Mando pilled me. Mando fully Portugal pilled me. You know what he said to me? He said that he genuinely believes that it's the best place on earth to live. Big statement. Big statement.
That's a big statement.
That's a big quack. Big quack, for sure. Anyways, in other news on alts, memes, and dreams, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm usually the like fully like left curve, you know, redacted in the trenches. I have not been in the trenches. I've been so busy at this conference between meetings and outings and events and stuff like that. That's a lot. It's a lot. But I haven't really been paying attention. But I'm assuming our coins are doing okay. I don't know, we can't really trade much in Solana at the moment, but Base is doing good. I saw Jesse Polak today, actually, Ovi, tweet out that he's telling founders of meme communities on Base to make sure that they onboard people to on-chain summer and what's up. So it looks like they're going to run it back. It looks like they're going to run on-chain summer narrative back. Can't wait for it. Trenches have been quiet. Yeah, I mean, have you been? You haven't been?
It's been pretty quiet, really. Like, there's not, I don't think there's a ton going on. I do think yesterday was a really good buying opportunity in Solana and Solana memes. I still do think it's a good buying opportunity. I just think once everything gets fixed, everything's going to come back in a strong way. I think you'll see new all-time highs and like the big stuff like Whiff, and I think you'll see all the small stuff. You know, there's a lot of small stuff that's between like a 50 to 150 million market cap, and I think all of that could like 3 to 5x. I'm just still really bullish on all that stuff, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Whiff is still going to $10. $40, sorry. I was $69. Exactly. I mean, that's my bag, this is why I say that. But we're still like, I don't feel even like, because obviously I have a ton of meetings with people in the space and whatnot, whether it's exchanges, market makers, fellow founders of media companies, this and that. And I don't feel an ounce of mania. Do you feel any of that? I don't think we're anywhere close to what's coming.
No, I think it's feeling a little bit jaded right now. And I think there's lots of people who are new to the meme coin game. So, you know, if you joined meme coins in the last few weeks, you maybe have caught some stuff, but you probably haven't had
probably lost
any major wins. Yeah. Whereas people who were around since like December probably have made a lot of money. So I think, you know, it doesn't feel euphoric yet, because I think a lot of people are kind of like flat or down a little bit, and I think it can change.
Yeah, 100%. And so the other narrative, though, you know, now that we're gonna cover on the NFT side, you know, ordinals, I mean, again, even at conferences, dude, that's what people are talking about. Ordinals, Bitcoin, like literally, that's it. Literally all the side conversations are about ordinals and Bitcoin. I met a guy yesterday night, he's actually building a DEX for runes. I thought it was fire. You know what I mean? I was like, tap me in, right? You're going to be able to trade runes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, Ovi. I feel like it's going to be Christmas for me on 420. You feel me? And we're going to be in Dubai. It's going to be sick. It's going to be Christmas for your boy. So Pups right now is up again to 40-something bucks, 10x in 2 weeks. It's insane. I don't have any of the Solana native token per se. I just had my Rune Pups, but it's been printing. And the other big one, I saw actually, it was Tyler that posted about this today. Shout out, Tyler did it. He posted about no monkey holders, check your wallet. Last night, the Rune Nodes team airdropped Rune Nodes to all Node Monkeys holders. The NFT is trading at 0.039 Bitcoin. It's $2,700. I think people don't realize, you know, because of the unit bias, and then you talk about unit bias quite a bit, that like in Bitcoin, the unit bias is a lot of money. I think we're not realizing how much money we're actually getting from these airdrops. Like, it's just another fucking $2,000. I didn't get any of it because I don't have Node Monkeys. We're still gonna flip you guys. We're gonna flip your asses. But no monkeys holders hate me right now, but I'm just kidding, guys. I really, really like no monkeys. I'm actually in a bag. I'm super bullish on no monkeys. I just don't have any. But there's that's again, like that happened. So that was big thing that happened yesterday. And they jumped. I mean, the no monkeys flew, those jumped as well. What are we at right now? Actually, let me open DGens. I mean, look again, screen. A lot of green runestones are at 0.08 bitcoins at $6,000. Rune pops are 0.1 bitcoin. Holy shit. Wow. You can tell I just filled out. You know, just, that's crazy. Rune pops, what pup is trading at? I want to go on magic. Puppets are here trading at, sorry guys. Magic Eden, and then Scone Dgens here. Puppets are trading. It's my Wi-Fi is so bad today, fam. So bad. I can't do anything about it. So that's that. And again, like having these NFTs on there is just a gift that keeps on giving. Like, I mean, you got runestones for holding puppets and pups. People got node monkeys, have been getting airdrops for free nonstop just for having freaking node monkeys. So it's one of those situations where like everyone's in the money. And nobody's really selling. And so it's not bad. I'm not going to lie. And when you think about it, I think people are going to hate me and think I've turned into a full maxi, and I'm not. Because obviously I love Solana and all that shit. But there's so many coins on ETH and Solana to make it to hundreds of millions or billions. We don't have that yet on Bitcoin. What do we have? Ordi? 2 billion max? It topped? Still yep. Doing really well. You have Stacks, right? You have Welsh on Stacks, which was, I guess, technically one of the first meme coins on there. The first meme coin taking a Bitcoin is actually Pepe Cash that was used, you know, for rare Pepes, right? But again, it's different, right? But Bitcoin, looks like that's going to be a cook, man. I don't know. I have a feeling you're going to pull some crazy trade on Bitcoin. You're the type of guy. You're going to, like, floor two Fidenzas again.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I kind of feel like I've missed the ordinal stuff. I think there's still good return profiles that are more liquid in alts. Mm. And we haven't really had
fair.
We haven't really had an alt season yet. So
fair.
You know, it's just easier. Like right now there's such a massive liquidity premium. You know, when it's like, oh, I need to ape this thing, I need liquidity right now. It's so much easier to just go and sell a token on Jupiter than it is like, oh, I have to like fucking sell my thing on Bitcoin and then bridge it and all that kind of stuff. So for me, I just prefer to have like the liquidity of being in fungible tokens right now and just being able to get that liquidity quickly if I need it.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think that it's there's a lot of upside left, to be honest. Like, I really mean that. I think, because when you look at the price in actually US dollars, and when you compare it to the mania of 2021 for NFTs, I mean, the CoolCast floor was what? $50,000? Yeah. And you're looking at the top project on Bitcoin, which is Node Monkeys, is trading for 0.44 Bitcoin. And about to get flipped. We're going to flip the fucking monkeys today. Let's go. But I'm really grinding their gears. And Bitcoin probably is trading 0.41. But when you think about that, what's that? What's 0.445 times, let's call it $70,000 Bitcoin, trading at 31K. So the top project on Bitcoin, which is Node Monkeys, is still trading at a 50% discount of the previous top of like a tertiary or a secondary. Mutants ran to 40 ETH. Azuki went to 40 ETH. Clonex was 25, 30 ETH. Doodles were 30. You know what I mean? Oh, like World of Woman was over 10, 15, 20. It's like, I think it's going to get silly. Everything is going to get silly, man.
It's gonna get scary. Yeah, it could too. Yeah.
We'll see. Anyways, looks like, I don't know if Roberto's out here. I'm not too sure. Looks like we got a good roundup. We'll pick a winner. We should pick a winner that retweeted the Twitter space. We'll pick him. And then let's do that. Wait, what are you getting into tonight, Ovi? Talk to me.
Nothing. I'm also so tired. Like I'm awesome. Literally like, almost falling asleep on the stream. I'm so tired. So
I don't blame you, dude. Dude, honestly,
I've done nothing all week as well. Like I haven't like. I'm just tired from New York.
Today's tough. Today's one of those days where I tried to cancel the show. I'm not gonna lie. Today is one of those days where your boy was like, I don't feel like hosting. I was just with Locks. He just got here and Nilan, and we're doing some work together and stuff during the day. I actually spoke at the Ritz today. Pretty cool, right?
That's cool, yeah.
Fucking Ritz. Yeah. I spoke at the fucking Ritz in Paris. Thought that was fire. And I had a great panel, but it's very like this conference is very institutional. It's like NFT Paris is B2C. This is B2B, like fully. It's very like corp. It's not for NFT degens. It's definitely not for NFT degens. It's very corporate, and it's good. It's good. It's good business for us.